Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Our oceans are rising and taking over more land every year. Most governments try to fix this by blocking the water out and sealing the humans in. But is that the only way? Here to tell us more are Lucy Jones and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team. Welcome, Lucy and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Before we get started, can you give me a refresher on why our oceans are rising?
Sure. Here's the quick version. A lot of the heat caused by greenhouse gas emissions gets absorbed by our oceans.
When water gets warmer, it expands, which makes it take up more space and creep up on our shores.
And that causes erosion, flooding, houses falling into the ocean, stuff like that?
Exactly. And this is becoming a huge problem. In the next 80 years, scientists predict that sea level rise will displace up to 200 million people.
How can we prepare for this?
To find out, we talked to Dr. Kelsey Leonard. She's an assistant professor at the University of Waterloo, where she focuses on indigenous waters, climate, and sustainability.
So a lot of my current research and scientific practice is connected to where I come from on the eastern end of Long Island in New York, being an indigenous Shinnecock woman. Shinnecock in our language means people of the shore or people of the stony shore.
Kelsey says a lot of the sea level rise strategies in the U.S. are pretty similar.
Just build a seawall or hurricane barrier like we have here in Providence and hope for the best.
But this really only puts a band-aid on the problem and often leads to the loss of habitats.
Okay, but what's the alternative?
Well, Kelsey's been working on something called the Wampum Adaptation Framework, which stands for Witness, Acknowledge, Mend, Protect, Unite, and Move.
How is this framework different?
It focuses on something called our living relationship with water.
But the water isn't living, is it?
According to Kelsey, it is.
That living relationship recognizes that water is alive. Sometimes indigenous community members that I've worked with will say water has spirit.
Okay, I'm confused. How does seeing the water as a living thing help stop sea level rise?
The idea is, if we view water as a being with a life of its own, we can work with it to prevent the negative effects of sea level rise.
For instance, after Superstorm Sandy, one indigenous community created what's called a living shoreline by planting seagrasses, creating oyster beds, and using stones and boulders to prevent erosion.
A living shoreline will look different in every community because each area has different people with different values, practices, and ways of living.
Do we have any proof that this works?
There are plenty of successful examples, but this approach isn't widespread enough to say it's a sure fix for every circumstance.
And of course, the more global warming we cause, the more the ocean will rise, and the harder it will be to live with the water.
But Kelsey says the bigger takeaway is about our attitude when we respond to climate change.
She says we're better off working with our environment and adapting our approaches to the need of each community instead of just building a bunch of walls.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.